When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Because Val Kilmer has passed away, we were talking about The Outsiders. And Wiggy full cap during the break on what he said to me about The Outsiders and who was in the film.
Yeah, I'm deep diving it too.
I've never heard this. I don't think it makes any sense chronologically.
Right.
But what is your statement about?
It says that Cam Neely was in The Outsiders on the IMDb.
Cam Neely was in The Outsiders,
but
as an extra.
As an extra, but I'm deep diving it.
Playing like a Soch.
Playing a Soch.
You should have heard these two during the break going back and forth. And Greg had good points. He's like, he's a year older than me. That year, I was 13, 14.
Yeah, whatever it was.
He would have been 18.
No. The movie came out in 1983.
Yes.
Cam Neely would have
been.
Born
in 65. He would have been 18.
65. Is your math right about that?
Yeah, 65, 75. Add five more years on is 80.
Okay, why have we never heard about that?
I don't know.
Why has nobody ever brought that up, ever? Cam Neely has been in this city for 40 years.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting because I was just looking at the cast from The Outsiders, and I went to the IMDb.
Yeah, IMDb can be wrong.
Oh, okay.
I hate to break it to you. I mean, it's
and then I was like, wait a second, was Cam Neely?
Oh, there's a whole Reddit about it. Why does both IMDb and Wikipedia say that Cam Neely is in The Outsiders?
Was he one of the extras in the fighting scene?
Because remember, they had Soch too.
How would he have gotten it? He was in Canada. He was playing junior hockey.
I have no idea. Maybe remember, was it Rob Lowe who played Youngblood? Big hockey fan.
I understand.
Maybe there was a connection there.
I don't think there was a connection at that point. I mean,
I don't know. It was interesting because I was just looking at the cast because that's one of my favorite movies, The Outsiders.
Shime, what was Cam's nickname in Dumb and Dumber?
I plead the fifth.
Oh my God, Shime. Wow. Embarrassing.
Come on.
Seabass.
Ah, sorry.
Have you never watched Dumb and Dumber?
No.
I want to go.
Wiggy might be right.
Based on what?
Okay.
TheHockeyNews.com. Cam Neely was a legitimate star performer for the Bruins. Then it goes on to say, while still an active star player in hockey's top league, Neely made some notable appearances in movies, first with a small role in the famous film The Outsiders.
That is not possible.
And then a role as himself in D2, The Mighty Ducks.
I'm looking for the scene because it would have to have been the rumble scene at the playground.
Yeah,
right.
So yeah. I'm trying to...
It, And it seems like Neely talks to this writer about it.
He does?
Yes. It says, while Neely was far more successful as a power forward at the NHL level, he told Dryden he was attracted to being a potential full-time actor. It does, Neely told Dryden when asked whether acting appealed to him. But I don't think I could do it. It's a lot more difficult than people realize. There's a lot more to it than trying to remember lines. The Mighty Ducks thing was easy because I just played myself. Okay, so he talks about...
This is so interesting right now.
I'm looking at a scene and I can't discern which one would be Cam.
So they
just got a text from Senator Keenan.
Yes.
He said Neely plus 150 in the Outsiders.
I don't know.
Wait, Cam grabbed a.
I don't know how he knows that.
So think about this, Greg.
I liked it, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Curtis.
This is IMDb. And I don't know how factual it is. Another uncredited actor in there, Soch number one, Nicolas Cage, Soch number three, Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay. All right.
And then a Soch number four, Michelle Griffin.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know how much
Very
truth there is.
It is. Very interesting. All right. Let's get to Hill Notes, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Whenever you're ready, Sean.
Who put the wig in the hilly, hilly hill? Who put the wig in the wiggy, wiggy wig? Who put the co in the cokey, cokey co? Who put the shime in the shimey, shimey, shime? Curtis, you blow, but we all love you so. WEEI Radio, you make me glow.
Oh, very nice.
Good job.
Good start.
Next.
Jackson here with yet another life jack. If you have a partner like myself, you do not want the unpleasant odors after dropping a deuce emanating where she can smell it. My life jack is to go to Costco, buy some distilled vinegar in bulk. Use your marked cups to measure out 3 cupfuls and pour it in the commode before you sit on the bowl. When you come out, she will know none the wiser that you just dropped the kids off at the pool. Happy wife, happy life. Am I right, Wiggy?
That's a pretty good Jackson.
That's yeah. So good.
You gotta say. He loves Costco and he loves the Life Jacks.
Yeah, the Life Jack. That was a pretty good name for it.
Life Jacks. Yeah, I think he came up with that or who knows. I don't know.
I, for one, am happy that state senators like that gentleman are watching out for me. I know I'm personally too stupid to take care of myself. That's why I thank the Lord every day that we can't buy firecrackers in Massachusetts. I have all 10 of my fingers. Ever drive to New Hampshire where they sell firecrackers? You ever see all the people missing fingers? There's a lesson learned there, Mr. Hill, smart guy.
Yeah. Oh, thank God. No flavored dip. No, what else is not allowed here anymore? Guys, soon they'll ban vapes. I'm surprised.
Well, you can't go to a parade after 4.
Yeah, that's right. Can't have fun at a parade.
Right.
Wow. Christopher Curtis, the next Geraldo. What a great job, guys. That senator's a putz.
Well,
I'd like to shoot higher than Geraldo, to be honest.
Had a long career, Geraldo.
Yeah, very good one, too.
And I will say, just like you, Greg, doesn't age.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I understand the Hill Notes, but let me tell you right now, Chris Curtis has the biggest set of truck nuts in the business. I love you on this radio station, but you're missing your calling. You need to be a hard-hitting reporter.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I just address Belichick and Keenan. Those are my two guys. Go at
Forget them. About show prep. Greg, I think when you do basically 2 hours of radio, 70 commercials, 50 advertisements, and a lot of talking when you should be doing a segment, I really do believe that you work a lot. You don't. And I think that puts you in an ivory tower to not understand. You sounded like a moron with the senator. You just sounded like you didn't finish high school.
Okay.
Well, okay, personal attacks.
Yeah. I mean, I you know, you may not know it. I do work more than 4 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm often attempting to do other things around here. But
got other
I understand.
Digs?
This is not, it's not ditch digging.
No.
It's not
No,
it's not operating an excavator. It's a it's a reasonably
having fun,
reasonably easy job.
Good work if you can get it.
I don't complain about it, right? Yeah,
it's great.
If you can get it. I will say this, Greg, because I don't like to stand for people criticizing you.
Yes,
I have never met anyone better at retaining and building relationships than you.
Oh,
it is.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Something I try and learn from. I'm still at the infancy stages, but...
Thank you, Curtis.
Greg Hill. Basically, every single advertisement on this radio station originated with Greg Hill having a relationship with someone.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah,
so, anyway, next time...
Curtis will go on and on about how no one should tell you what to do and the government should mind their own business. But yet, he's on the radio hawking a rehab site that he likes in Maine. You're such a fraud.
Actually, I didn't go to a rehab site in Maine. I helped Maine with a destigmatizing addiction campaign, which invites listeners struggling in addiction to not judge or be judged by family members.
Well done, Curtis.
Good job, Curtis.
Good job. Know,
I could also not be able to keep my breath and leave a 10-second spot there, Chief.
I mean, come on, Greg. You're blaming it on technology. Come up with, like, a real excuse, like you pop a tire... Or you fell in the shower. I mean, real believable excuses.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's not an excuse. I should have been here.
Yeah?
It is weird, though. The phone thing is weird. You got to figure it out.
Well, we did. Yeah. It's the volume.
Well, now I'm going to be worried about it tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Like, I think you set multiple alarms tomorrow.
Yeah, that's
where am I going to get the other alarm from?
In your phone.
On your phone.
I know, but that doesn't. That's not going to matter. Like, I set this alarm.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to be worried. I'm going to have to get a phone call from somebody.
Just make sure you need one on Lindsay's. Because the phone call thing didn't work.
She will not let me do that. She doesn't want her alarm going off in the morning. That's going to be.
Make sure your volume's up. You should be fine, Greg. I mean, the iPhone has been out for a long time.
So it was just the fitting end to a horrible day yesterday. Just absolutely, like, just nothing went right for me yesterday.
Sorry.
I remembered why I don't drive in this godforsaken city. I had to go get a tux for Friday night and our 15th anniversary gala for the foundation. So I found a place that could do a tux in a day. I drive over there. I'm trying to drive over there for my appointment because you have to make an appointment. And they have Chinatown all shut down because of that wild truck accident,
yes.
Which some people think was an intentional thing.
They're investigating it.
They're investigating it. This truck, did you see that yesterday?
I did.
That truck drove right onto a bunch of people that were on the walking down the street in Chinatown. On
One is in
street
critical condition.
Yeah. And so the street shut down. So I'm late for the appointment. It's the places on Newbury Street. I pull up there. I park in what I think is a spot, and when I come out I got a ticket.
Yep.
$90 ticket. Okay, now it would have cost me whatever. I should have taken the Uber. It would have cost me 25 30 bucks to take an Uber over there. So then I have a board meeting for the foundation 5 p.m Capitol Grill. I am going to go park out at Capitol Grill. I park with the valet at the Capitol Grill. I come out, and the guy goes, you got another ticket. I parked the Jeep in a place that I thought was a valet place. I ended up with like $180 in parking tickets.
Oof. Mm.
Meanwhile, if I were driving some kind of a food delivery scooter or something like that, I could literally drive over people that are walking down the sidewalk and not be penalized at all for it.
Yeah, that's tough. That there is nothing worse than that. Did you get the tux for free, though?
No, I had to pay for the tux.
Shoot.
Absolute fortune for that thing, because I had to pay the rush fee.
Oh.
Did you have to pee when you got to the Capitol Grill?
I also had to pay an extra fabric fee. On the
I didn't realize the tickets were that so expensive.
That is
obscene. Like $40 for...
No, it's $90 wow. Each ticket, $90.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're better off Ubering. Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost a full Trump, Curtis.
I think it's about to stick.
Hey, good morning, morning show. What do you do in your job just freaking sucks? And you're overwhelmed, and there's no reinforcements on the way. Supervisors don't listen to you. They don't care. Am I alone? Am I the only one who feels like this at their current job? Happy Wednesday. Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
Yeah. A lot of people feel that way, probably.
I think a lot of people probably don't like getting up. Mondays are the worst.
Yeah.
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays are the worst?
Way worse.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Mondays, it's like, oh, it's a Monday, you know, shucks, another week. Tuesdays, it's like, oh, you're not even close to the end of the week, and it's not the beginning, it's the worst.
That's why you flex every Friday.
I don't think I flex every Friday, but yeah, I have one coming up.
Yes.
And now, another segment of The Morning Show.
Holy crap, what time is it?
Meanwhile, at the studio, what are we going to talk about this morning? All I could talk about is Brady.
Guys, my anxiety is really high right now. What if Greg is dead? We could talk about Pokemon. I just opened a fresh pack. It's got a nice Charizard in it.
Let's talk about your mock draft.
I had to table that because I have to recalibrate from the top with some changes.
Your mock draft sucks, doesn't it?
Shut up. Leave me alone. That's my life. Yo, you guys need to take a puff off this sticky icky. I am Major Tom right now, floating around the world.
Guys, I'm here. I made it. Oh, thank God. This show sucks without you.
I'm so glad you're not dead.
Well done.
He's so good.
Well done.
He is really good.
I don't understand what took so long when it came to the Mach 3. You've been teasing it for a full week.
Yes, Greg, I had a mock draft.
But what changed over the last couple of days?
I had a change of opinion on how things are going to play out.
I mean,
but why?
Was on the beach, remember? He had a...
But what was the... I want to know the epiphany.
Well, you're going to have to find out tomorrow, Courtney.
Ooh.
Oh, good tease.
Thank you.
Major market tease right there.
Yeah, I do what I can.
Okay. You're releasing Mach 3.0 tomorrow morning.
Yep, it will be up on WEEI.com at the very start of our program tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Okay. All right. Patriots moving up or down, or do you still have the Patriots at number 4, standing pat?
The Patriots will be standing pat in this draft.
Oh,
okay. Greg.
All right. Wow.
That's it on Hill Notes?
That'll do it today for Hill Notes, Greg.
Okay, well done. Thank you. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark
are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.